About a month after my 29th birthday, I freaked out because in 11 months, it's possible that I could be 30 and single. Some people in the audience might know what that feels like. So, in an effort to quadruple my odds at meeting Mr. Right, I joined 4 online dating websites. Which seems mathematically like it would make sense. However, if you're a teacher, you know that you're not really sitting around a desk looking at your profiles, checking out dudes, when there's all these kids that need to be taught. So I got a little message from my eHarmony account that it was about to expire, and I hadn't been on one date with anyone from eHarmony. So I quickly ran online, checked out some profiles. They only send you a limited amount of guys a day, so it's kind of like slim pickings. And I'm reading the profiles, and, you know, it says, like, things that you like to do. Some people say Dungeons and Dragons or, like, beer pong. And one of the sections is book that you're currently reading. And this one guy says, an anti-gravity book, I just can't put it down. If nothing else, we would laugh. So I message him. He messages me back. Turns out that we would, you know, be up for meeting. So we agree to meet at Mahaffey's in Canton. He lives on a boat in the water, and I live up closer to Highlandtown, so it's kind of in the middle. And, you know, open mind, open heart. It's online dating. You can get shoes on the internet. You can get toothpaste on the internet. You know, just go with your gut and an open heart and mind. And I walk in, and he's super cute. Bonus. Always a bonus. I sit down, and after the hello, how are you? Thanks for coming out and meeting me. He says, God, there's this pregnant woman at work. She's always complaining about how uncomfortable she is. And, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt because he doesn't teach people how to speak English every day. Maybe his conversation skills aren't that practiced as an engineer. So, you know, I steer the conversation towards more, you know, getting to know you sorts of things. It turns out we both have a sick mom, different sick moms. We both grew up in Baltimore. We're both really funny. And, you know, he's still cute, so, you know, things are looking good. Then he thwarts my attempts at normal meet-and-greet conversation and starts talking about how a week or two ago he'd been in a bar and the brother of this girl that he had had relations with confronts him because, you know, he had just been sleeping with his sister and, like, abusing her, basically. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, way to go, brother. And he says, I mean, it's not like I raped her. Right. At which point, I stop being on a date, and a social experiment begins. And I just want to know how many inappropriate things this guy can say before this date ends. So we continue, and I'm thinking, okay, I gotta make up my eHarmony subscription money. I gotta have at least, you know, 4 beers. Mahaffey's, they have a really good, expensive beer selection. No problem. He says sweet things. He says nice things. And then he says really, he's a lot of rape jokes, a lot of inappropriate things. And then the killer was when he said, that pregnant woman, she's having a tubular pregnancy. And he just keeps, you know, like, harassing this woman. For those of you that don't know, tubular pregnancies don't normally go to full term. And I think, wow, this is something. I've never been on a date like this. Can't wait to tell this story to my coworkers tomorrow. So, you know, he's sweet, but he's horrible, horribly inappropriate. So he pays the bill. Success. And, you know, we walk out into the cold Canton night. Stick my little arms in my little vest pocket like this. And apparently that's the international sign for she must be interested in me. And at this point I realized I had forgot to tell him that I was on a social experiment. No longer on a date. he hooks arms with me, and I think, okay, like, whatever, it's just an arm hooker, it's fine. Like, I'm walking home, no problem. Slowly guides me to the curb and gently pushes me against a white Range Rover and attempts to make out with me. At which point, I play dead fish. And try not to laugh. And he says, what? And I said, I'm just not feeling it. Not feeling it. So we continue walking a couple more blocks until we get to the point where I go back towards the highland and he heads back towards the water. He goes in for another kill. Arms around the waist. And I just, you know, again. And it's like, nothing? No, really, nothing. Nothing, sorry. He's like, okay, well, maybe I'll call you later this weekend after he's driving his boat to Annapolis the next day. And I was like, oh, that's a bummer. Maybe I'll call you later. I'm like, great, that sounds great. So I walk home. Thank God I'm walking home alone. And think to myself, awesome story to tell my coworkers tomorrow, if nothing else, which is what online dating is all about. Awesome stories to tell your coworkers until you meet the one. So that was not the one. And, you know, I go to work the next day, tell my coworkers, we all get a good laugh out of it. And, you know, I hadn't heard from him, didn't really think too much of it until I get a text message. And it says, the guy's name was Adam. It says, not really his name, I changed it. This is Adam's friend, Sarah. I'm sorry for the horrible date. He lacks social skills and doesn't understand what is appropriate and not. He's actually not the slime of the earth. All right, that's never happened to me before that somebody's friend is sending me recovery text messages. He had mentioned that his girlfriends were really rooting for him on the dating, and he admitted that he didn't actually come up with the anti-gravity book line. It was actually one of his friends. So, you know, whoever it's from, friend or Adam, it's nice enough that it at least deserves a response. I'm not looking for anything, but courtesy of a response. So I'd say, it wasn't that horrible. Maybe next time, just leave out the rape jokes. Helpful tips for future dating, right? I'm a teacher after all. And I don't hear a response, totally fine with that because I was not interested in this fella. The next day, I'm having lunch and tea with my friend Faith, and I recount this amazing date story to her. And, you know, she's like, wow, that's awful. And then I pull out my phone to read the text message conversation. I read her his message, and then I read her my message. And it's said, it wasn't that horrible, maybe next time just leave out the rape. Because somebody left out the word jokes. So just remember to proofread those text messages.